American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 389. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 357. It is evident that someone planted that shirt sometime on Monday, though we do not know at whose instance and suggestion. Regarding the club, both Dr. Harris and Dr. Hurt have stated that the wound could not have been inflicted with that club. Not a single doctor among the numerous good men and competent doctors has contradicted this. A physical examination of the shirt reveals that it was not worn by the person when the blood got on it. There is as much blood on the inside or the underside that did not seep through to the outside. Lee did not deny the shirt, but he never claimed it was his. Cornered as he was, it is rare for a person, let alone a Negro, to not deny ownership of such a shirt. However, old Lee was too honest to falsely claim it wasn't his. He simply did not remember it, and you cannot be certain whether it was his or not. Now, this envelope and stick were found at the radiator, near the scuttle hole, on May 15th after the place had been cleaned up according to Darley and other witnesses, including Mel Stanford. This was after, as I mentioned, it had been thoroughly searched by Scott, Campbell, Rosser, Starnes, and I don't know how many others. Yet you claim that these items were not part of the same scheme that led this man to have Conley write those notes and plant them by the body to divert attention from himself. Gentlemen, you cannot escape the fact that blood was there. You simply cannot. As honest men, can you truly ignore this? If human testimony is to be believed, you must acknowledge that blood was on the second floor, and there was no blood at the scuttle hole. The shirt, the club, and the spots were all planted. She had left the plant 5 minutes before Lemmy Quinn, the foreman of that plant, came in and told me I couldn't keep him away from the factory even though it was a holiday, at which time I smiled and kept on working. Smiled and kept on working. I wanted to know when they would